Starting tonight and continuing several nights a week for the next 4 weeks up until the 17th of February is hashtag free space. It's a month-long activation taking place at the Silo District outside the Zeitz Mocha. And they're going to be talks and they're going to be panel discussions which revolve around the idea of space, which is a fairly elastic idea. But space, public space, the space that people inhabit, the space from which people are banned because of all sorts of reasons, their race, what the clothes they're wearing. So there's a whole range of absolutely fascinating topics which are going to be discussed and debated. One of the panelists is Dr. Luyanda Mpahlwa, who is currently a director at Design Space Africa, a man with a fascinating history, Robben Island to Berlin, back to South Africa. And Doctor, a very good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, and good afternoon to the listeners.
And I suppose in a South Africa where so many people don't know where their next meal is coming from and people are dying and children are being abused, it might seem a bit sort of rarefied to have these discussions, but I think they're important. I think that these kinds of concepts need to be debated at an intellectual level, and out of that, practical change might come or it might not.
I think the most important thing is to have public debate on issues of city making, first and foremost. And it's correct what you're saying, that there's a lot of issues that South Africa deals with, from poverty, from homelessness, from landlessness. But we have to promote the idea of engaging in public dialogue so that we can start understanding the environments that we are creating and how we interface with them. And then I think space in the context of South Africa is quite a contested one, because spaces were categorized according to race, according to culture, if you like, and maybe in the new South Africa they are categorized according to income group. So there's a whole other dimension to exclusivity that we're experiencing. So I think the question is, how do we interact with spaces? Do we actually understand Cape Town? Do we actually interact with Cape Town, with spaces that are in the city? Do we actually have those spaces? So for me, it's a very, very important debate, because spaces are not designed or created by authorities or officials sitting in boardrooms. They are actually a product of engagement by citizens. So the lecture series that we are experiencing here, I'm actually right at the Zeitz Mocha right now, and they've just come out of one of the panels, which is the topic, Where is My Space?, are about engaging with the public so that we can determine how we can shape our city. We must have input as citizens. That's my view.
Yeah, and citizens have been given an opportunity to voice their thoughts over the next 5 days over what should and shouldn't be allowed in the Boer Kaap, as the city discusses this overlay, the heritage zone overlay. Those are the kinds of debates that need to happen with much more listening. There's an enormous amount of talking and shouting, but there's very little listening in that debate and in others around these sorts of issues.
I agree with you fully. And I've been mentioning the Boer Kaap community. I mean, it's a very historic community. It's now being discussed as a heritage area, which is long overdue. But when you really look at it, where do people of Boer Kaap congregate? Where do they engage with each other? Where do they have those spaces that reflect the fact that this place is historic? And all those things have to be part of the debate. And I think it's good that there is some recognition of the fact that you need to have some public engagement. Not the typical thing of public participation, maybe when developments have already been conceptualized by the likes of us, architects and urban designers, but how do you get input from society to start shaping how these places should actually be looking like into the future? And how do we reconnect with the lost identity that some of these places have actually experienced due to a history that we know, a history of separation and a history of exclusion. How do we reconnect with that? And how do we therefore achieve inclusivity in our city? And I think these debates are really important, and some people might think that it's a luxury to have them, but I think they are fundamental in restoring the dignity and reconnecting with the identity that has been lost over centuries.
Thank you very much, Dr. Luyanda Mpahlwa. A short discussion, but there'll be plenty of longer discussions happening as part of this month-long hashtag free space discussion. If you're interested in attending any of the events, you can get the details, the times, and so on via the website www.freespace.events. John